there is this whole movement going on across the West that started in Utah that resurrects this legal argument that is, while plausible, it's really a reach. And Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, Wyoming, and Idaho are all studying, are all pushing the idea of demanding the federal government do this.
So why now? Not just in Idaho, but across the West. What is the issue that's driving Hawaii and these other states to take this as opposed to 10 years ago or 20 years ago?
Well, you know, Hawaii has had a different motivation. For the rest of the Western state, it's really the way that I think Western history works. Everybody remember that we all learned from Frederick Jackson Turner that the frontier ended in 1890, and so the West ended. And in fact, Western history is circular. We are just going back over the same ground that has been covered. It was covered in 1980. It was covered in 1929 and 30. Western states, when they get unhappy with the federal government management, look for ways to exercise what they think their states' rights are.
So there are two resolutions that are working their way through the legislative process. What would be included in an actual transfer?
Well, the way that they have written it into this resolution, of course, this is part of their challenge, is they have to really look forward at what would happen. So they say, following the legal arguments that are being made, that all of the public land would have to be transferred to the state. Then the state would transfer back to the federal government all the Indian lands. It would transfer all of the Department of Energy and Department of Defense lands. It would transfer back all of the wilderness areas and the national parks and national monuments. But they leave out national wildlife refuges. They leave out the Sawtooth National Recreation Area and the Hell's Canyon National Recreation Area.
I'm curious to hear how the federal government has reacted to this push across the West.
They've ignored it. When you talk to state officials, I try to get federal employees to talk about this publicly, and they don't want to. They are not happy when they hear comparisons made between how they manage lands and the states do. They'd love to make their case, but they don't think that it is a useful exercise.
Rocky, how could this affect Idahoans who use these public lands?
You know, if they actually were to go through this, and again, I'm saying that it's not very plausible, it would change because somehow they're going to have to pay for this. Right now we've got campgrounds. So would those campgrounds become pay campgrounds at a higher rate? Would they privatize a whole lot of things? I think there'd be a lot of changes. Some of them are going to be good. I mean, I think the state could do some things easier and better. Access issues, though, are tough, whether it's state or federal. Remember, they're leaving out the wilderness, which leaves out much of central Idaho, and so that would still be under federal hands.
You've been following this unfold in the State House. How likely is it that the Idaho governor will have a bill on his desk this month that would transfer federal lands to the state?
Well, this week, the Senate is going to vote on the bill, and we will find out how much of a debate it was. There was a very little debate, and it was a party-line vote in the House. So I think the governor himself is going to face a tough decision on whether to sign this bill or veto it. He previously supported selling off public lands, and when he was running for governor, his opponent, Jerry Brady, used that against him in a series of ads that observers said came very close to keeping him out of the governor's chair.